a school day without homework. Shelley Fraser Mickle can remember just such a remarkable gift.
When I was in the fourth grade, my teacher, Mrs. Dickinson, decided my friend Marcia Riley needed loosening up. On the last school day in March, she announced that this was National No Homework Day. So class, she said, there's no homework for tomorrow, and Marcia Riley, this means you. You might remember my telling you about my best friend Marcia. She was the one who had a fourth grade nervous breakdown when her father accidentally lined the garbage can with a pamphlet that Marcia had checked out of the school library. It was also due on the day that Marcia found it on the bottom of her family's garbage. So she made her father drive to a city 60 miles away to buy a new booklet from the publisher so Marcia could return it to the library on time. What Marcia worried about was not the fine for the overdue book. No, Marcia simply had to be perfect at all times, or else she crawled into bed and refused to take baths and wouldn't eat anything but Malamars and orange soda pop. In fact, I was the least perfect thing in Marcia's life. Maybe that's why she had me as a friend. Compared to me, she was perfect. Anyway, Marcia had a recurring nightmare, and it went like this. She saw herself walking into the school, book bag in hand, shoes shined, dress starched, and pencil sharpened, when suddenly she realized she had forgotten to do her homework. It was then that Marcia would wake up screaming and do duplicate copies of her homework, just in case one should fall down a sewer drain on the way to school, or accidentally be used as a lining for the garbage can. For the life of me, I couldn't understand Marcia's obsession with homework. And as for Junior Martin, the tallest boy in our class, well, he thought Marcia had a screw loose. He said he hadn't done one day of homework in his whole life, and it hadn't kept him awake. So on the last school day in March of 1954, Mrs. Dickinson announced to the class, "For tonight, there's no homework assigned, and anybody who turns in homework tomorrow will get an F." The next morning, Marcia Riley was tapping her feet and wiggling her fingers. She was just dying to turn in something. But instead, she sucked in her breath and sat on her hands and waited while Mrs. Dickinson put an A beside her name on the homework board. Then, beside Junior Martin's name, she also put an A. "See," Junior Martin said, standing up and grinning at Marcia Riley, "it's not so hard."